I'm Rick Henson with this news update for Thursday, June 20th on KJAN.com. Firefighters from Atlantic were called to the scene of a residential deck fire early this morning. Fire Chief Mark McNeese said the call about the fire at 505 West 14th Street came in at around 12:45 a.m.
Yeah, they had a barbecue charcoal grill that they'd been using earlier in the evening, and a couple ashes blew out. I think most likely it looks like it came out from the bottom and got on the deck and started on fire and did quite a bit of damage. The neighbor saw the fire and alerted. They called 911 and then aroused the family.
No injuries were reported. McNeese said the damage was primarily confined to the home's deck, and the chief issued a reminder to persons who barbecue on their decks to make sure the embers and ashes are cool before you leave your grills unattended.
Make sure that they get the charcoal, that it's cooling out. I mean, we've had a couple of these before, and you know, fortunately this one ended good. The other ones have been serious fires, and this one did a lot of damage to the deck. I mean, they're going to need probably an entirely new deck.
Fire crews were on the scene for about 40 minutes. A Council Bluffs family comprised of three adults were arrested Wednesday morning on warrants charging them with the alleged beating, burning, and kidnapping of a 20-year-old special needs man. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said the man's father, 51-year-old James Byer Jr., and his stepmother, 45-year-old Rebecca Byer, along with Rebecca Byer's son, 22-year-old Ryan Smith, had been under suspicion since March.
Our victim in this case managed to get away from the location where he was being held at. He was kind of found wandering around in the snow without any shoes on, and they took him to Joshua House, which is a homeless shelter.
And that incident occurred in March. An affidavit said the abuse included the son being starved, chained with a dog leash, and forced to sleep while standing. The man told authorities his father had abused him for years, and he says his stepmother often burned him with utensils heated from a stove.
He's got scars on his arms, inner thighs, legs, you know, groin area, you know, that we believe are consistent with burns.
Police arrested the Byers and Smith on first-degree kidnapping charges.
We have to show kidnapping that actually resulted in serious injury and or torture. You know, our victim had some pretty good scarring on him from some alleged burns.
And Byers' son told authorities that both his parents had also threatened to kill him. An Atlantic man who was stabbed during an altercation with three young men on January 28th has pled guilty to drug charges in connection with the incident, but additional felony charges of willful injury and going armed with intent were dismissed. Online court records indicate 43-year-old Robert Allen Leslie entered a written plea of guilty to possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and possession of marijuana, second offense, on May the 28th in Cass County District Court. His trial was to have been held this past Tuesday, June 18th. Judge James Richardson ordered Leslie to serve a total of 20 years in prison, but then suspended the sentences and ordered the man to pay fines amounting to $1,500 plus court costs and attorney's fees. Leslie will remain on probation for 2 years, is required to complete a substance abuse treatment program, submit a DNA sample, and maintain a full-time student or employment status. Three young men were also charged in connection with the incident involving Leslie. On April 29th, 18-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic was sentenced to not more than 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to an amended charge of willful injury. 21-year-old Austin Nelson and 23-year-old Michael Thorne were charged with accessory after the fact and received 2 year suspended prison sentences. During Baker's sentencing, his attorney, Jay Mez, said Baker was dating Robert Leslie's daughter and that Leslie did not agree with that relationship. The altercation took place, he said, when Baker went to Leslie's home to settle things. Baker told the judge the stabbing occurred out of self-defense because Leslie had a weapon. He said he used a pocket knife to protect himself. Sheriff's officials in Page County say one person was injured during a motorcycle accident in Clarinda Wednesday morning. The sheriff's report says 61-year-old Joanne Joyce Rogers of Clarinda was stopped at the intersection of 6th and State Streets in Clarinda at around 11:30 a.m. and had proceeded to make a right turn onto State Street. When the 2007 Suzuki she was driving drove over a gravel and sand mix on the curb edge of the roadway and, according to a witness, kicked out from under Rogers before toppling onto its side. Rogers hit her head on the concrete during the accident. She also complained of pain in her right shoulder and right ankle and was also bleeding on the right side of her face. She was not wearing a helmet. Rogers was taken by Clarinda EMS to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for an examination. And that's a check of the news for this hour on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.